UW La Crosse sociology anthropology instructor Tim Coleman says there are more than 400 extremist groups in the United States and around 15 in Wisconsin. Like the Al-Qaeda, Coleman says there are likely American sleeper cells staffed with people ready to act once they get the word.
It's not a matter of if we're going to see more domestic terrorist activities, it's a matter of when.
He says extremists are not terrorists unless they act violently based on their beliefs. Coleman says most are regular people who could be your next-door neighbor.
99.9% of them are all law-abiding citizens. So no matter what their political views are, until they take it to a violent behavior, they're really not criminal or terrorists. So I want to make sure that even though I mention these groups as being politically extreme or religiously extreme at times, they are still within their rights to believe the ideas that they believe.
Coleman says most acts of terrorism in the United States are nowhere near the size and scope of the Oklahoma City bombing. He says many are considered hate crimes against minorities and homosexuals. Coleman is the co-author of the book Facing Terror, The Government's Response to Contemporary Extremists in America. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.